with SRN News. I'm John Scott. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's executive order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship, regardless of the parent's immigration status. U.S. District Judge John C. Coffenauer ruled in the case brought by the states of Washington, Arizona, Illinois, and Oregon. The states argued that the 14th Amendment and Supreme Court case law have cemented birthright citizenship. Firefighters battling a new California wildfire in the rugged mountains north of Los Angeles.
The Hughes Fire quickly burned an area around Lake Castaic, about 40 miles away from the devastating Palisades and Eaton fires. Anna Gagurevich didn't wait long to evacuate.
That kind of like rapid, you know, motion was really scary. It felt a little more urgent than normal.
She spoke to KABC. More than 50,000 people are under evacuation orders or warnings. Jonathan Drucker is with Kern County Fire.
We're going to go in and we're just going to make sure that we do it safely.
Red flag fire warnings are in effect through tomorrow around Los Angeles. Rain is in the forecast this weekend, but that brings the threat of mudslides and debris flow. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump's election to lead the Department of Veteran Affairs has bounced out of committee on an 18-1 vote.
The nearly unanimous bipartisan result means former Georgia GOP Representative Doug Collins appears to be headed for easy confirmation in the full Senate. Collins is a Navy veteran, an Air Force Reserve chaplain, and former pastor. The lone opposition vote came from Hawaii Democrat Mazie Hirono, concerned Collins may overturn a Biden policy that allows VA hospitals to perform abortions even in states where the procedure is not allowed. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow adding 351 points, the NASDAQ composite losing 25. This is SRN News. No more prayer at Tulsa City Council meetings.
The body attracted unwanted national attention last year when, in an effort to be inclusive, it allowed a pagan priestess to deliver an invocation before a meeting. Up to then, only Christian prayers had been offered. The uproar was intense, but instead of going back to traditional invocations, the city council has decided to end them altogether, replacing them with a moment of silence. The vote on that issue was 8-1. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic-led Virginia Senate has voted to enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Lawmakers also passed a resolution repealing a now defunct ban on gay marriage. In Virginia, proposed constitutional amendments must be passed twice by lawmakers in at least 2 years, with an intervening election between the two sessions. Then the amendments can go to a public referendum, where voters render the final decision. This is SRN News. In Davos, Switzerland, at the World Economic Forum panel discussion, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte warns that a Russian victory over Ukraine would be costly and undermine the credibility of the alliance.
It will not be billions extra, it will be trillions extra. Because if Ukraine loses, then to restore the deterrence of the West, of NATO, again, it will be a much, much higher price than what we are contemplating at this moment in terms of spending up, of ramping up our spending and ramping up our industrial production.
NATO has been ramping up its forces along its eastern flank since the full-fledged invasion almost 3 years ago. It's deployed thousands of troops. More than 550 migrants have arrived in Spain's Canary Islands in boats over the past 2 days. Those Spanish islands off northwest Africa continuing to experience large numbers of migrants, mainly from West Africa. More details at SRNNews.com.